This gets to the essence of the fundamental problem. Again, reading from Eric Sammons, Crisis Magazine, Ecclesiastical Incoherence, and talking about a letter signed by 60 Democrats in the House of Representatives that claim to be pro-aborts and Catholics and are informing the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, that's what USCCB stands for, and all of its members that we are pro-abort, we're public about it, we're going to keep on murdering babies and marrying homos and sodomites and what have you and promoting them and euthanasia and this and that and the other, all of these mortal grave sins, and there's nothing you can do about it. I dare you to not to deny us communion, is what they're saying. Gatherings of bishops have a long and storied history over the past 2,000 years, and many of these gatherings have led to advancements of the gospel message and better ways to reach the lost for Christ. Yet in recent decades, the USCCB has become the worst stereotype of an overgrown bureaucracy. By the way, Father Leonard Feeney, founder, Brother Andre Maurice, and all the sisters and brothers, St. Benedict Center, predicted in the 1950s, when the USCCB was being talked about to be formed, predicted that if it ever was, it would end in tears. That it would end up being a regime and a bureaucracy that ultimately would serve the state and not the church. And that's exactly what's happened. Precisely. It spawns documents that are quickly forgotten, debates that don't address practical issues, endless committee meetings, and pointless offspring bureaucracies. Quiz, can you name the one thing, you know, the thing, the USCCB has done in the past decade that has advanced the cause of Christ in the United States? The USCCB claims to want coherence in its Eucharistic teaching, yet its entire mission has become an incoherent mess that most people rightly ignore. During a time when millions of Catholics are leaving the church, and by the way, why are they leaving? So it had O'Brien and all the rest of you spiking Jesus' head in the end zone as you think you've won. Why are they leaving? Are they leaving because the church is acting all Catholic-y and stuff? Or are they leaving because it's irrelevant and it doesn't matter any longer? Because they don't act with authority. The authority that Christ himself gave them. Soledad? Curious as to why you think. See, they passed a little resolution and it has laws. And it says that the bad people can't have the good stuff. You actually oppose that? Bad people getting good things? Interesting. Authority. Lack of authority. If they can't even be bothered to protect the sanctity of the Eucharist, falling into strawman debates like, it's not a church for the perfect, then can we count on them to right the ship and turn it back towards Christ? Sadly, the answer should be obvious. I'll answer it, Eric. No. Which is why entities and institutions of men are no replacement. They're not even a ersatz. Church. The USCCB is a conference of bureaucrats. That's what it is. It is irrelevant specifically because it refuses to act upon the authority it's been granted. The most simplest thing any priest, any prelate, any confirmed, baptized and then confirmed Catholic ought to know is that at that point in the sacred mystery of a Mass, when the host stops becoming and the wine stops becoming bread and wine separated, as we're separated from Christ at death, and becomes the actual body, soul, and divinity of our Lord. When that happens, and you can't find the gumption to defend that from these petty miscreants, for what reason do they want to receive it? That's the mystery in my mind. Why do you want it, Congressman Lou? You don't respect it. What do you need it for? As Maggie O'Connell said earlier, just go online and order you one of the little wine and cracker things that you can get. Call it a Eucharist and call it a day. Hey, here, I got an idea, Ted. Here, why don't you try this? Representative Miller and all the red and Cortez, why don't you try and confect it yourself? Since seemingly nothing that the church does that matters is sacred and holy, well, then you ought to be able to do it. Why don't you go to the store, get yourself a loaf of bread. You don't even pretend like it has to be the unleavened variety. Why should you care about that? Or if you want to get the unleavened variety, go get a pita shell. Go ahead, go get a pita shell, draw a cross on it, and see if you can confect it. Go ahead. Let's see if any miracles come from your abomination of a fake confection or consecration. Go ahead, try it. If it really doesn't matter, then what do you even need the church and the priest for? You see, because they know in their mind they can't have it both ways. They know that they can't do it. And they're basically demanding that their priests reject their own ordinations to serve them. And it's just like we always say about these Democrats. The demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. They are operating as evil. That's just what they do.